Eunice Saruk sentenced for having loaded gun in Westminster, London. By Jack Montgomery on June 1, 2020. Eunice Saruk has been given an 8-year prison term after London police found a loaded gun in his coat pocket. The Metropolitan Police found that 21-year-old Saruk had a firearm loaded with 5 bullets inside one of his coats in his bedroom at an address in SW1. The neighborhood that is also home to the iconic Palace of Westminster, which hosts Britain's Houses of Parliament. Police officers also found a quantity of cannabis, an assortment of shotgun cartridges, and £30,000 in cash. According to an official statement, which resulted in Saruk being convicted of the following: possession of a firearm with ammunition, possession of ammunition, possession of drugs, possession of criminal property, namely large quantity of cash. Isleworth Crown Court has now sentenced Saruk to what the police describe as 8 years imprisonment, sick, for his crimes. This conviction and sentencing is a further example of the work we carry out to take guns off the streets, commented Detective Sergeant Stuart Wood. This weapon was loaded, and could have taken someone's life. Saruk has started a lengthy prison sentence for his criminal activities. Tackling violent crime is a priority for the Met, and we remain committed to arresting anyone who possesses a weapon. As is often the case, however, the reporting on Saruk's sentencing is not transparent. If the figure of 8 years has been arrived at by adding up 4 separate sentences for his 4 separate convictions to be served concurrently, i.e. at the same time, his sentence is not 8 years in any meaningful sense. Moreover, if it is a standard determinate sentence, he will only have to serve half of it in custody before being entitled to automatic release on license. Breitbart London has contested Isleworth Crown Court to clarify how long Saruk will actually serve in prison before becoming eligible for release. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.